Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob Benyart Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church and thrilled that in studio with me
is Doug McBurney. Thank you. I'm glad to be here,
Thank you, Doug. Mondays are always so wonderful when you're able to make it when you're in town.
Yes.
And we have a lot to cover.
Yes. In fact, I have a brand new study, Bob, a brand new study on marijuana interfering with the white matter.
We're not talking about the shooter. First,
we'll get to the shooter, but this is brand new. I mean, this is hot off the press.
Yeah,
this high potency marijuana damages nerve fibers in the brain.
Another pot study.
Another pot study says.
Is it published like in the National Enquirer? Or
no. This is published in a science journal.
It's just in a peer-reviewed science journal. And what does the study say?
It says that this high potency marijuana damages nerve fibers in the brain and results in a less efficient transfer of information.
Wow. You know, I'm Googling right now negative effects of marijuana.
Yeah.
Because, Doug, we're going to be on page one with that.
Oh, no doubt.
One of these days, we've been climbing the Google rankings.
It's exhaustive.
We're getting there. We're on page, I think we're number 24 out of like
80 trillion.
100 million.
Well, marijuana is a very highly
competitive search term.
Yeah.
Extreme. But I think we're at number 24. But the more people link to our article, kgov.com/pot.
Right.
So I'm out there right now, /pot.
Yeah. Well, you're going to want to add this.
Here it is. Is that study from the Journal of Psychological Medicine, 2015? 100 varieties of pot appear to damage nerve fibers that handle the flow of messages across two halves of the brain.
The more potent,
is that study?
The more potent varieties of which there
it's already there
are about 100.
We've got it.
You already got it,
Doug. It's already on our website.
You guys are on top of things.
Well, yeah,
that's
we
impressive.
Have a crack research staff here.
I thought I was bringing you.
That wasn't a pun. We have a crack research staff here at Bob Benyart Live.
No doubt,
Doug. Every time there is another peer-reviewed study, it is immediately on our website.
Apparently immediately.
We have the most effective list of the peer-reviewed science showing the horrific consequences of smoking pot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Including
the shooter at the Planned Parenthood abortion mill
now,
in Colorado
Springs. I was not aware that he had made
he's
some
a pothead.
He was a pro-marijuana
10
advocate.
Years ago, posting on this big cannabis website.
Uh-huh.
That marijuana needs to be legalized. And so, Colorado, we have a schizo-magneto field we've erected over the state that attracts...
They're pouring in over the borders.
Schizophrenics.
Faster than Syrians into Greece. It's true.
Criminals.
Yeah.
Now, he is this particular Robert Lewis...
Deer. We're talking about the shooter at Planned Parenthood in Colorado Springs.
It is an extreme example of the kinds of freaks that are coming to Colorado by the thousands moving here.
Yeah.
So they could smoke pot, be losers, and just experience life in all its paranoid schizophrenic glory.
Yeah.
So he's another schizophrenic pothead whose brain has been fried by this harmless herb.
Yes, this medicine. He's over-medicated, apparently.
Yes.
Yeah.
So At any rate,
I've been scanning, Bob, because obviously NARAL, Planned Parenthood, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, Fox News, they are dying to tie this guy
to the anti-abortion, pro-life movement.
They
want him to be an anti-abortion activist.
They're waiting with bated
like
breath.
You are, like I am.
We are anti-abortion activists.
They want him to be one of us.
Yes.
So that
they want to find your number on his cell phone.
So that guilt by association, they could smear millions of pro-lifers.
Right. That's
the hypocrisy, right? The murder that goes on every day by Planned Parenthood abortionists and all other abortionists,
which it's murder,
is approved of.
Yeah.
The way they dismember children, unborn boys and girls.
Yeah.
If the Planned Parenthood abortionists did that to a fetal pig, an animal rights activist would fly into a rage.
Well, they could probably get him arrested.
They would fly into a rage if a Planned Parenthood abortionist used forceps and ripped a limb off of a fetal pig. They would fly into a rage. But because they're killing boys and girls and mocking God in the process, because those kids are made in his image and likeness, they support it. They celebrate. They don't tolerate abortion.
No.
They celebrate abortion.
They celebrate it.
Right.
They donate
to
it. They have fundraisers for it.
Right.
They dress up for it. They have expensive meals for it.
Right. And the Republican Party has been fundraising off of the blood of these kids for decades now.
My entire adult life.
So
it's horrible.
So, Doug, this guy, so they want to tie this murderer in with the pro-life movement, even though the pro-life movement is against the killing, against killing the innocent.
I don't know of a single pro-life leader who has advocated killing.
Well, think about
or
this.
Shooting at abortion clinics.
And think
or
of the hypocrisy
like
of the media and Barack Obama. How many imams support jihad?
Well, I've heard it could be like 10%.
The number is in the thousands.
Yeah.
There's tens of millions of Muslims who support ISIS and Al Qaeda.
Yeah.
The number is in the thousands of imams who support jihad,
yeah.
Islamic terrorism. How many pro-life leaders support killing abortionists?
Well, none. I know of none.
The answer is none.
I know all of them.
The entire pro-life movement condemns killing abortionists.
Yes.
We're the leader at American Right to Life. We're among the leaders, if not the leader, in teaching people why it's wrong to kill an abortionist.
In fact, people could go to AmericanRightToLife.com and search
right now.
Vigilantism.
It's the top story.
Yeah.
It's the top story with a comment about, you know, this weekend's this murders.
Yeah. And by the way, our prayers are with the Swayze family, the police officer who was killed in Colorado Springs. Yeah. I hadn't heard his story until late last night, but this guy, he's a Christian. His daughter's name is Faith.
Yeah.
His son's name is Elijah. His wife's name is Rachel.
Right out of the Bible.
I mean, this guy is
he did everything he could to live the biblical account.
I mean, he just seems like a wonderful human being who loved Jesus Christ and loved children.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he didn't advocate
for
abortion.
Pro-life. He was pro-life.
I don't know, but I would assume. I would assume just based on what I've heard.
Based on reports, he was against dismembering children. Imagine that.
Yeah. And
imagine
that a
law enforcement officer would be against dismembering.
I mean, pulling
the arms and legs off of children. Imagine that.
I would hope so. And this is an example of a pro-life attitude. He hears that someone's shooting up a Planned Parenthood clinic, and he goes there to defend those people.
Yes.
He goes there to save lives.
Right. Which we would do if somebody was killing people at a mosque.
Yes,
I would
stop that. Yeah.
Those who expose the wickedness of Islam and the Quran and Muhammad.
Which we do.
We of course, we would risk our lives to protect a Muslim who's about to be murdered.
Of course.
By whoever.
Yeah.
So, right. So this murderer at the mill, at the abortion mill.
Yeah.
Robert Louis Deer, is the enemy. He's the one that the pro-life movement is trying to stop.
Absolutely.
Anyone who would kill the innocent.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it wasn't only this officer. It was others, too,
who were
there. Yeah. We don't know why they were there.
We don't know why the
three people
were there.
Killed.
Yeah.
Many others injured.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't go after the abortionist to kill him, as far as we know.
Apparently.
If he did... Planned Parenthood has the whole thing on video.
Yeah.
If he did, that would be the first piece of news.
Yeah. Well,
before the event even ended, that would be the news.
Yeah.
And he didn't kill any of their staff. I don't know that if some of their staff was injured, most likely.
Yeah. We don't know that any of their staff were injured.
It probably has been reported.
Yeah.
And it's all tragic. This guy, if he had gone in to kill the abortionist, if he was a pro-life activist,
yeah.
I mean, Colorado Right to Life has the names of 500,000 people who signed our personhood petition to get on the ballot.
Right.
This guy is not in anybody's database. He's on nobody's email. He's not posted that he's against abortion. We're talking since the beginning of the internet.
Yeah.
He's not an anti-abortion activist.
In fact, as far as we can tell, his only footprint on the internet was supporting legalizing marijuana.
Pot.
As far as we know.
Yeah.
And I can assure you there are news organizations pouring through everything about this guy.
Yeah.
Every little thing.
Our schizo-magneto field that we've erected over the state of Colorado is sucking mental cases to our state. And this is one of them.
And this is the
first.
This
is one. Yeah, he's enough. We could add him. We could add his picture. You know how they said that he self-identified as a woman?
I saw that.
That was the Gateway Pundit.
I saw that.
Now, they're lunatics, too.
Well,
because even Bruce Jenner... Mentally ill though he is, when they self-identify as a woman, they try to look like a woman.
Yeah, this guy did not look very pretty.
No, well, neither does Bruce Jenner. But I mean, they make an effort when they self-identify.
Right.
So either he's just mocking the government,
yeah.
or whatever he's doing.
Yeah, he's
right?
an anti-government.
Or it was a typo. Or he didn't know how to spell.
It's hard to
say. Or he forgot the question.
Maybe he was stoned.
He might have just forgot the question.
Yeah.
When it said male or female, and he forgot the question. But whatever it was, they were wrong to report that he self-identified as a woman.
Right. That's just how he registered to vote.
Just like it's wrong to smear guilt by association, the entire pro-life movement, millions of pro-lifers, by this lunatic's crimes.
Which is what is going on right now. If you read NARAL's latest tweet.
Right.
I mean, they're obviously trying to associate this guy with all of us who've ever spoken out against the killing of innocent people.
Right, because guilt by association, and not even association.
Yeah.
Just the smear.
Sure.
They're desperate for it. Now, NBC News was the outlet to report that this murderer mentioned the Planned Parenthood videos.
Well, now, they didn't quite say it that way. It's a little more vague than that. A law enforcement official says the suspect made a comment about no more baby parts. That's about as vague as it gets.
You're not reading off of NBC News.
No, this is the latest.
I just grabbed the latest
report.
Yeah, what is that?
USA Today has the most
recent.
That's
coming off of the NBC report, which was based on two anonymous sources.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
So NBC. So we don't know. First of all, anything reported by NBC, right off the top, there's a 3% chance it's just not even true.
Really? 3%? You're being very generous with NBC.
Well, when the interrogators ask this murderer, what do you think of those Planned Parenthood videos where they're selling baby body parts?
Well,
what do you think of those? And he says, well, now they won't be doing that anymore.
Well, I could see that. I could see it happening that way.
Who knows?
Well, if the guy lived in a shack with no electricity and no water, I don't know how he was watching a whole lot of videos.
I mean,
these things permeate the society.
And Doug, he was in court today.
He was.
And if he did this to make a statement,
yeah,
most of the world, the tuned-in world, wants to know what he says.
Oh, yeah.
This was his opportunity to shout out a condemnation.
That's right. The whole world was watching.
Planned Parenthood.
Absolutely.
So, obviously, he didn't go in and lay out his case against child killing.
There's nothing in the media.
Because the government and the media wants nothing more than to tie him to pro-lifers.
Yes.
That's what they want to do, even though he's condemned by the entire pro-life movement.
Yeah.
The worldwide religion of Islam does not condemn Islamic terrorism.
This is true.
The entire pro-life movement condemns using lethal violence at an abortion mill.
Right.
The entire movement.
What an amazing double standard in the media. It's incredible.
And when Barack Obama starts his presidential campaign talking about people like you, Doug McBurney, like Denver Bible Church, pro-life, Christians, that we cling to our guns and our religion.
Bitter clingers. Yeah.
And we cling to our guns and our religion, which, by the way, I do.
Well, I'm okay with guns and religion.
Yeah, I do.
I don't really cling to them.
I'm only.
Well, religion, I do.
Well, you cling to your gun when you shoot it.
Yeah, I suppose.
Right?
Right. So, I'm one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm okay with Barry thinking
that. And when you shoot, you want a cool head and a keen eye.
Yeah, you want to cling, but you want to squeeze slowly and breathe.
Yeah, and don't breathe when you pull the trigger.
Yeah, you got to have breath control.
But
anyway.
At any rate, he'll say that about Christian pro-lifers.
Yes.
But the very Muslims they help put into power in Africa pumping their AK-47s over their heads, shouting Allah Akbar.
Right. One's got an AK and one's got a Quran, and they're pumping.
And he refuses to acknowledge that their actions have anything to do with their religion. Refuses to acknowledge.
Wow, that's delusional.
And so when the entire pro-life movement condemns violence at an abortion mill.
Right, which it does.
And the religion of Islam does not. And let me repeat this. Islam, the worldwide religion, does not with a single voice condemn ISIS.
No.
They do not. There's tens of millions who support them.
Yeah.
And Doug, something else. How many of the 6,000 European Muslims who went to Syria to fight for ISIS?
Yeah,
6,000.
Let that one sink in.
How many mosques telephoned their local law enforcement officials and said, we have a 22-year-old who's been radicalized. You guys need to intervene.
Well, I know.
How many?
Well, I only know of a couple of parents who did that, but I don't know of any imam or church lead, mosque leader. I don't know of any.
In Europe?
I don't know of any.
The couple you know, here in Arvada, Colorado, there's a church, Faith Bible Chapel,
right,
who called the FBI, and Shannon Connelly's now in federal prison.
Yeah.
For supporting terrorism online and trying to travel to Turkey when she was warned not to do those things.
Wow.
And she continued.
Right. Well, I heard of one French father who turned in his son, and then his son was later killed, actually, on the battlefield.
On the battlefield.
Yeah.
Well, and good for him. But of the 6,000 who grew up in these mosques, they were not just radicalized overnight and then flew to Syria.
No.
That didn't happen. So the point is that if you don't have mosques turning in these pro-terrorist Muslims, there must be a reason for it.
Well,
there's got to be a reason 6,000 could go to the battlefield without being identified and intercepted.
It's a tacit form of support for what they're doing.
That's exactly right. Plus, it's probably not the 15% who answer yes to a survey.
Yeah.
The number's probably way higher because people lie to pollsters.
Yeah.
And when they say, do you support beheading children in Syria?
And they say,
like 15% say, oh, yeah, I support that. I'm a Muslim.
Right.
What do you think? Jihad. Yeah. Allah Akbar. Get out of here. I'll cut your head off.
Yeah, but it could be many, many more.
Right. So it's obviously commonplace. In Dearborn, Michigan, it's commonplace.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because we have our own Muslims who've been radicalized. And who's turning them in?
Well, I mean, I'm not hearing about it. I hope the FBI or the CIA is here.
It's not happening.
I hope
hey,
so.
We got our phone number, 1-800-8-NYARD, 1-800-836-9278, 1-800-836-9278. And we do have a caller, best-selling author, Greg Jackson. Greg, you're on with Bob and Doug.
Bob and Doug, I love you guys. Good to talk to you. Hey, I don't want to steal too much time. You guys are on fire. I do feel very, very passionate about this issue with Planned Parenthood. I know we've all been on the same email thread with some pretty high-up pro-family Christian leaders over the weekend.
Yeah, the biggest leaders in the country, practically.
All of them.
Yeah. Christian,
I want to say two things. I want to go on record
leaders.
As God is my witness.
Yeah.
Governor Hickenlooper, you're the governor of our state. I don't know if you're listening or anybody that might know Governor Hickenlooper, might be listening right now, and you can pass this on to Governor Hickenlooper. But Governor Hickenlooper is the chief law enforcement officer in the state of Colorado. And Governor Hickenlooper apparently said, don't worry about anything. We're going to protect the security of Planned Parenthood. Well, I'm not as worried about that, Governor Hickenlooper, as I am about the fact that you are allowing tiny babies to be murdered on a daily basis all throughout the state of Colorado under your watch. You are failing to enforce their God-given right to life from conception to natural death. You're treating a totally immoral, unconstitutional, and illegal court opinion, Roe v. Wade, as if it were the quote-unquote law of the land, when it is not.
Yeah.
You, my friend, are going to have to answer to your maker one day for allowing these tiny babies to be murdered under your watch. And one other thing, and then I'll let you guys go. If you are a county sheriff and you are in the state of Colorado and you're listening to this show right now, you are also in violation of your oath. If you allow tiny babies to be murdered in Planned Parenthood, we all know that that's what they do. That's what they make their money doing. They murder tiny babies every day at different stages of development.
Yeah.
And they're babies. They're not dogs. They're not cats. They're not heads of lettuce. They are little tiny human persons with arms and legs that Planned Parenthood has already admitted in organs that they sell all around the world for big cash.
Yeah.
And you, Mr. County Sheriff, were elected to enforce their God-given right to life.
Amen.
And to prosecute any murderers that take place. Mm. So if you want to abide by your oath, you better get your butt into the Planned Parenthood abortuary or whatever abortuary is in your county, because I'd like to report that murders take place there every day.
Yeah.
And if you drive past it, and if you don't do anything, you have the blood of those babies on your hands.
And as a matter of fact, Greg Jackson, people can actually go to a new website.
Yes.
ReportAMurder.com.
Thank you, guys.
And report this to the local sheriff.
Right. And don't call 911, but go to their list of sheriff's offices and call the non-emergency number.
And they have a list on this website,
yeah.
reportamurder.com.
You can get it yourself, of course. You know, I did this some years ago. I actually called 911 in Washington, D.C. I called the District 1
really?
Police station. Wow. I didn't call 911. I called their direct number.
Sure.
To report an assault because it's domestic violence, a heavy ashtray thrown at the head of the husband. And they said, where did this happen? And I gave the address.
I remember. I believe the address was 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
I gave that address.
Yes, because that.
Whoever answered the phone at the police station
yeah.
said, well, where is that?
Get out of here.
No, she did. I said, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? Well. I said, it's by the big buildings. And she said, you mean in District 1? I said, yeah, it's in District 1.
Yeah.
So Hillary, according to the Secret Service,
yeah.
picked up an ashtray and hurled it at Bill Clinton's head.
The President of the United States.
Now, we're not saying he didn't deserve some kind of serious
absolutely not.
Punishment
yeah, but,
for his behavior.
But he was the president at the time.
Yeah, and it's a crime to do that to any husband
yeah.
or wife.
Yeah.
If a husband picks up something heavy and hurls it at his wife, that's a crime. That's domestic violence.
Yes.
So I reported domestic violence at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. It went nowhere.
Well,
they actually didn't know the address. They didn't recognize
the address. Imagine that she passed her civil servant test.
I've known that address from when I was in like first grade. I knew that address.
I think so, yeah. Well, that's
you just knew it off the top of your head.
Yeah.
And I purposely didn't say it. So well, anyway, report a murder when children are being killed at your abortion mill.
Yeah, I've been praying that some sheriff somewhere, or governor, or mayor, anyone with the authority, would
yeah.
stand up as and shut down a clinic and force a confrontation on this issue.
Yeah,
because
So Doug, regarding these shootings, Colorado Right to Life was invited to do an interview, a couple interviews.
Yes,
that I happened to do one with World Magazine.
Right.
Story is probably out right now. And another tomorrow morning in Denver radio.
So I've got that. Before I announce, I want to point out that the fact that there is very little news about this man's motive,
yeah.
that in and of itself is news.
That's news.
Because if he were some crusader for a cause, he had his shot this morning at court to make a statement, has been made. Maybe there will be more information by tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. on Wake Up with Steve Curtis on KLZ, AM 560, where you will be
I'm looking forward to
interviewed
that.
And speaking on behalf of Colorado Right to Life.
Yeah, that'll be great.
I don't know that we're going to find out too much more about this fella, because
we'll
I have a feeling that he's probably very hard to pin down because he's crazy.
He's like talking to other potheads you may know.
Yes.
Who are schizophrenic.
He's
and who are paranoid.
Yeah.
And who commit crime. You want to know how many crimes they commit? Just go. Oh, did you say 5:60 a.m.? You said
5:60
right?
a.m.
At 7 a.m. in the morning?
7 a.m. Wake Up with Steve Curtis. You will be on. Now, we all know that pot never hurt anyone. As long as you don't count all the people who've been hurt.
And killed.
Or killed by.
Pot never killed anybody.
Right.
As long as you discount all the people killed by marijuana usage. And we have our list, and we have all their photos. And
perhaps the most exhaustive list on the internet.
We'll have to add this. So, yeah, at kgov.com/pot.
That's right. This incident will go on the website.
I think so. With his picture, yet another pothead.
I mean,
the pictures, if Hollywood posed these people, if Hollywood was making a movie about potheads, they couldn't do a better job than Trayvon Martin.
Yeah.
And then
the theater shooter. Can I point something out real quick?
Yeah.
People make fun
of the Boston bomber.
People make
and Michael Brown.
I'm looking at these pictures. People should go to kgov.com/pot. Look at these pictures and then think back to that movie from the 1930s, I think, that was called Reefer Madness.
Yeah.
Half the people look like people from that movie.
Right.
And people make fun of that movie.
Oh, yeah.
But the theater shooter looks like he's right out of central casting for Reefer Madness.
Yeah. Right.
So it was actually a prophetic movie.
So yet another. And
so this will go. Yeah.
You know, Doug, at our website, you know, most websites have an about so you can find out about them.
Yeah.
And we've listed on our about page, we list all the interviews we've done, places we've been interviewed, all that.
Yeah.
Now we have a 12 contributions that we've made or we've tried to make.
Yes. To civil society.
Yeah. To
mankind.
Understanding reality. And one of them has to do on our the 11th one on marriage, morality, moral relativism, and our warnings on marijuana and all.
Right,
that's
which is
one
a part
of the 12.
Warning people about marijuana is a part of teaching people about morality.
Morality, right,
yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely.
Marriage,
hey,
morality, and moral relativism.
You know what I'm wondering, Bob? I wonder if they've searched this guy's shack in Hartsel, and I wonder if there was any marijuana in there. I'm just wondering aloud because we don't know anything about this guy.
Well, of course there was marijuana in there.
Well, we don't know that.
Well,
yet.
He moved to Colorado because of our schizo-magneto field we've erected over the whole state.
I think there's a good chance there was marijuana in his shack. And by the way, who's the woman he was shacking up with? I mean, literally shacking up with her in a shack in Hartsel. I haven't heard anything about her.
So you were not using that as a pun?
No, this guy was literally shacking up. He was living with
someone.
Which
is another sin. Getting high is a sin.
Yes.
And one of the reasons it's a sin is because you become a danger to others.
Yes.
And yourself to get high. Like that alcoholic, what's his name? Tom Tancredo. He said on this show.
Yeah.
He's like, Bob, what's wrong with getting drunk?
Yeah. It's like, well, you asked the right guy, Mr.
Tom
Tancredo. I happen to have an answer for that.
What's wrong with getting drunk?
Yes.
Tom, you just advertised to about 14,000 people that you're an alcoholic. If you don't know what's wrong with getting drunk,
I heard that show.
You are an alcoholic.
Yes. That's a joke from that redneck guy. You might be an alcoholic if you don't know that there's anything wrong with getting drunk. It's because you become a danger to yourself and others, primarily others. You can hurt other people.
Yeah, redneck guy.
Well, you remember
Duck
the guy?
Dynasty?
No, the guy who used to do the "You might be a redneck if."
Oh yeah,
I
oh that was funny.
But anyway, you might be an alcoholic
if your father made your license plate.
If you're the if you're the former governor of Colorado and you ask a pastor what's wrong with getting drunk,
he's not the former governor.
Oh, he's
he ran
not.
For governor.
Oh, what? Well,
he's
the former congressman.
U.S. congressman.
I'm sorry, but anyway, he also that was I thought he might have been drunk at that time when I heard him say that. I thought only a drunk person would ask that.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we will see if there's more news in time for the interview tomorrow morning on AM 560 KLZ.
Yeah.
Where and you will appear at 7 a.m.
Doug,
tune in, folks.
Greg Jackson, the famous Greg Jackson, best-selling.
Yeah.
He announced the email exchanges we've been having with some of the nation's leading Christian pro-life, I mean, big money guys, too.
I know. And you don't pull any punches on these guys. It's obvious Bob is not trolling for donations from these guys.
One of them who's the CC in the small list.
Yeah.
And made tens of millions off of George Bush.
Yeah.
Tens of millions.
I
government
remember.
Contracts.
Yeah.
And supports any Republican child killer as long as he's going
to
make more money.
And they
and
need
he claims
to
be a Christian pro-lifer.
They need to be in touch with you, Bob.
Well, I don't know about that, but
I do. I know. They need to hear from you.
Thank you, Doug. God bless.